So what has become very evident in the long discussions and a lot fruitful and intense discussions we have had is that there is a great need and interest in reflecting on methodologies, on how language and communication works, on how learning and transmitting language and communication skills work, that is certainly a point that came again and again. How do we create learning situations? It was also clear that there is a need for support of language learning networks, of a sort of consistent support. And I don't know if you have heard that the city of Berlin has given a lot of money to McKinsey to develop programs for refugees. Every time I read that, I say, well, why would nobody ask the community what would be needed? That would be certainly a need for funding language learning networks, not only language institutions, but also to give Weiterbildung, Fortbildung, etc. That does not need to support the work, but to support the learning and the reflecting. We have also seen, with very different approaches, the importance of creating experiences to learn language, from one-to-one experiences to one-to-many experiences, the whole range. We have discussed that there are a lot of online tools around, and as there exists a project to create a box for offline communities, it would be great to further develop the boxes for online learning communities. And what the idea would be to connect those two. And in this sense, an important request for all self-organized initiatives would be to put an accent, a stress on open standards and open source and sharing and uploading the data so that other people can further develop these tools. A very important insight: do not create another platform, but expand those existing platforms. And please use MetaCollect, which is a great endeavor by Hackathon. Yeah, I hope I'm not branding it wrongly. If you want to add information, we have also collected several existing tools such as StepStone or Yuvo to connect social initiatives and creative people. Deutsch in der Box as a way to connect learners and teachers. Deutschkurs, I will get it. Deutschkurs in a box. It's to connect learners and developers and teachers to develop new tools to work offline in learning and creating learning situations for German, a project by TU. We have also collected some online tools to work on films with subtitles, and actually I wanted to ask if it could be a good idea, if we take up the idea of learning hubs. You mentioned there is a need for more learning hubs. Could it possibly be an idea to create a sort of film learning hub, a film club, an invitation to see films at HKW with subtitles and then discuss it? Could that be interesting? Yeah, because we have there are a lot. Okay, that could be feasible, I think. I have to mention that Haus der Kultur in der Welt is going to renovate two of its major rooms. So end of May, all the area downstairs is going to be to look like a mess because the floor is going to be changed. We're going to work on an auditorium. So if you don't hear from us with those concrete steps, it may be due to our construction works. We have no place. Yeah. Actually, producing material is not our job description. But what we could do is giving space for a workshop and thinking, But we are not, it's not our mission to go on to look for funding for projects. That's not something we can allocate energy. No. That's not, we have a lot of activities, but that's not the case. So educational subtitles, I think that from my point of view, from my experience, has a lot, makes a lot of sense. We have also collected the tools like Anki that are important to learn vocabulary. And I think that is a very important point. We have reflected on functional illiteracy and how to connect the reflection on learning language methodologies and the awareness of functional illiteracy. There is going to be a social, the whole society is going to be, is undergoing a lot of transformations. I think multilingualism in schools and new approaches to that will be part of that. And finally, we all agreed in considering language skills as a tool of empowerment and a very crucial, essential instrument to feel comfortable and maybe to feel even happy. And I think, well, all of us, to feel free. That's also a nice final word. So if you want to add something, anything? Yes.
Maybe something that one of the people who came here mentioned, that learning, getting to know this country is not only about learning the language, but learning the culture, and that our whatever tools, strategies should support learning, getting accustomed to the culture and getting in touch with it, not only the words and language and grammar.
I really like this point, and I think learning is always about creating situations where everybody learns. All participants of the process have to learn. So, are there any comments you still would like to? So thank you very much for this very intense 3 hours, for your contributions, your willingness to share ideas. For Haus der Kultur und der Welt, I'm taking up the idea with the films. I hope I can do something. We will keep the channel, like the communication open with you. And there is lunch out there. And at 3 o'clock, the workshops continue in case you still have energies. And at 7 p.m., we will have a final closing session and music afterwards. So we would be very happy to see you on board later on. Yes, we are taking care of the list. Yes. So we are going to also, as soon as we recover from these very 3 intense days, we're also producing a summary of the working groups and send it around. And we got a lot of inspiring insights. So my colleagues are all in the other working groups, and when we meet at noon, or we are always very inspired, and it's great. It's working. So thank you very much for your participation.